HRNradio.com, where positive people and podcasts unite.
Hello, welcome to Career Moves with Geraldine Hogan, where we discuss strategies to help you reach your next career goal. My guest today is Yvette Temple. Yvette is a teacherpreneur coach with Destined to Shine. Hi, Yvette. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, Geraldine. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about what a teacherpreneur coach, what is a teacherpreneur?
Okay, sure, no problem. A teacherpreneur is a teacher who decides to utilize their educational skills or teacher skill set outside of the classroom to monetize their skills to build a business alongside their teaching job to either supplement their income or replace their teacher salary.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about your company, Destined to Shine.
So Destined to Shine was it rolled from one thing into another because I was in direct sales for a number of years, and I used to use that as my team name when I was in direct sales, and I had grown a team of people, which some people call it a downline, and that's how the name came about. But as I started looking at my career and what was going to be my exit strategy or my plan B as retirement was starting to approach, I felt like Destined to Shine still could carry over into something outside of not just direct sales, but my next career move as a teacherpreneur, because teachers are Destined to Shine. We have so many skill sets and so many things that we can do outside of the classroom that term that, I'm just a teacher, it just really bothers me so much, because we're more than just a teacher. You have so many things to offer, not just to children or to your school building itself, but to society as a whole.
Wow. So you said you started in direct sales. Are there any things that you actually used or you learned as a direct salesperson that you're also using in your business as a teacherpreneur coach?
Oh, so many of those things. I spent 20 plus years doing direct sales for several different companies. So it wasn't just the sales or how to sell a product, but you really had to learn to sell yourself. Like, you really had to learn to communicate, not just about the product, but why people should be able to, or why would they want to purchase from you. Not always about the products you sell, but people can buy products anywhere. But why should they buy from you? Direct sales also taught me a lot of leadership skills, because as I started to grow a team, a nationwide team, I had to start conducting meetings of my own and training sessions and, you know, on sales and marketing, and keep my team motivated, inspired to want more for themselves and to grow their own team. So direct sales was really the blueprint to me for starting my own business, because it gave me a leg up, that first step to say, hey, if I can do this and push somebody else's product, what about my own intellectual property? What about the things that I know how to do that others always ask me about?
Wow. One of the things that I notice in watching you, I watched a lot of your Facebook Live, you are so confident in front of the camera, and that really comes across. Not only your confidence, but you're also a genuine person. People can really relate to you. How do you help, as a coach, how do you help other people to develop those skills?
It's one of those things, I think, from being in the classroom, and that's one of the skill sets I mean about being a teacherpreneur, because we stand and talk and deliver in front of a group of people, even though they might be little people. We still have to get their buy-in. We still have to, you know, reel them into the lesson. Sometimes we're entertaining. Sometimes we tell stories, maybe it be personal or something that they can relate to. So I think it's just more about being yourself. You know, there comes a level of transparency that has to come with being a business owner nowadays in 2020, like 2021 going ahead. Because not only can people spot the fake, but they really mm-hmm. want to connect and resonate with someone who understands them and where they're coming from and where they want to go.
Wow. Now, one of the things that I've noticed also is that you have a business page destined to shine, but you also have another group called the Teacherpreneurs Lounge. Can you tell us a little bit about the Teacherpreneurs Lounge and who is welcome into the lounge?
Oh, I'm glad you say the lounge. I know, because that's more insiders, right? So, yes, Facebook is amazing with being able to affording you the opportunity to build a community, to grow a community of like-minded people, people who are on the same path and want the support and need the help they are looking for along the way as they build. In my instance, first teachers build their online businesses. So the Teacherpreneurs Lounge is for teachers who aspire to become teacherpreneurs because some want to do something, they just don't know what and where to start. And then it's also filled with teacherpreneurs that have already started a business, but they need some help along the way. So either way, if you're coming in and you're fresh, like I have a fresh new idea and I just don't know where to start, the Teacherpreneurs Lounge is for you. And those of us that already have a business and we're looking to scale, to grow your business or try something different outside of what you've been doing, because now we see that online marketing, online businesses are all the rage right now. Everybody's online. Everybody in the world is online.
That's so true. Tell us some of the steps as you work with clients. Tell us some of the things that you share with them in terms of the steps that they need to take in starting a business.
The first step is really getting clear about three things. Who you are as a teacherpreneur, what you do, and why you do it. As soon as you can get crystal clear and be able to communicate those three things, you're on the right path to launching a business that's going to not just serve you, but serve your clients at the highest level.
What are some of the businesses that your clients actually start as teacherpreneurs?
Oh, awesome. That's a great question because they always end up falling into what I call my five pillars to profit. So that's my system in Destined to Shine for helping teachers to build one of the five most profitable online businesses out there for teachers. And those could be online tutors, which I have several of those clients that are online tutors. They mm-hmm. are course creators. They want to continue teaching, but they want to teach online. So they might build a course to teach something they know. There are coaches in different coaches and consultants in different industries. There are some that are writers and authors. They've published books or they want to publish books. And then, of course, being teachers, we have our creatives that are e-commerce store owners. So they create things with their hands that they sell or they make or sell online.
Wow.
Those are the five most profitable for teachers to easily start their own business in. And that's where I find most of my clients are.
Wow. So can you kind of take us through the steps? Let's say you've decided, maybe one of our listeners is thinking about starting an online business, either as a tutor or a course creator, a coach, or they're an aspiring author, or they want to start an e-commerce business. What's the first thing that you would recommend that they do?
The first thing, like I said, was to get clear on those three steps. Some of the mm-hmm. other steps that those are to find out who you are, what you do, and why you do it, right? Then we go into mm-hmm. Who are the people you want to serve? Getting clear around those things because everybody is not your client. We think we want to help everybody because as teachers, that's what we do. We're nurturers. We want to just help. But when it comes to business, you have to get very narrow and niche down to who specifically you want to help. Because if you hop online and you're talking to everybody, who's really listening? Mm. So you want to hone in on that specific group of people, that one client. We call them your avatar, your ideal client. That person, that persona, who really is out there looking for what you have to offer. Some of the other things that I help my clients with is getting their systems together for having an online business. There are several pieces of several tools that you must have in order to operate an online business. So I help them set up those tools and integrate them as well online, so that when clients do start coming your way, you have your systems in place and processes that'll make this transaction a smooth one and keep them coming to you for their next step.
So it sounds like you need to have certain systems or a plan in place before you ever actually start your business.
It would be wise to do so. Now, you can start with a few things. It's not much. I always tell my clients, you have to have some type of email system. Meeting people online or social media is great, but we don't own social media. You know, that belongs to the big bosses, those that created those. So they can shut down, something can happen to the internet, something can happen to their platform, and then you have no way of communicating with your clients. So having an email system that can track their emails and their phone numbers, actually, you can set something up like that. You have to have a way to collect money. You need a payment system. You need a way to develop content or a landing page, not necessarily a whole complete website, but you need a landing page. So when you're making offers or you have something you want to share with your audience, they can visit your landing page to get the information and then sign up for it. And then you need a scheduling system. You need a calendar, a digital calendar that's online where you can track your people can schedule appointments with you, and not really like your Google calendar on your phone. That's great. That's cute, but it's not really for business the way you want to grow an online business.
So it seems like you need to be thinking about growing. It's not just that you want to start a business, but you may want to think about, okay, this is something you're thinking about starting, but if you're really serious about business, you need to have those systems in place so that as you grow, you will be able to continue to use those systems and maybe expand without stressing out that you're not prepared for the growth when it happens.
Oh, exactly, because in the Teacherpreneurs Lounge and Destined to Shine, we are about helping teachers build not only profitable businesses but sustainable businesses. And if you're still working in the classroom, you really don't have a lot of time to chase down clients or talk to clients one-to-one all the time. So having these systems in place all helps you automate your business so that you don't physically have to be there all the time.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a few minutes ago about how there's so many people online. I call it noise. There's so much noise. There's so many people, so many businesses. I'm wondering if, let's say I want to start a tutoring business and I notice that there are other tutors, should I watch what they're doing or should I just do something else? What would you suggest?
Well, for any business to get started, I always suggest that you do your market research. You have to know what's going on out there in your industry. Like, who are the movers and shakers? Who has actually done this and been successful at it? So, yes, you definitely want to watch. You don't want to copy. You can go and do some research, like what's working for them that's made their business a success. And how can I take my, what I call, unique position and develop my business so I stand out in the crowded internet space, or as you say, noise, so that I can start attracting the right clients that need my services? So market research and to find out if your business idea is viable. That means people are actually spending money on it. There's people looking for it. They're tossing money out somewhere on the internet or with somebody. So if people are actually spending money on the thing, then you are onto something. If it's really, really brand new, not to say that it won't work, but you're gonna have to do some testing and maybe tweaking along the way. We still do that anyway, but for something brand new, it may be a little harder for people to say, I don't know, yeah, I'll throw some money at that, and to invest with you. But when you do your market research and you see that people are buying it, then yes. And that's how big companies work. So look at how Facebook and Instagram started Reels, right behind TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Like people say, there's nothing new under the sun. It's really not. There's a lot of replication that goes on in big business, but you have to find a way to make yourself stand out and your brand be the top of mind company.
Mm. That's so important because one of the things that I heard you say was that not only is there nothing new under the sun, when you see that someone else's actual service or product that you're bringing to market, that means there's a need for it. So that's really
right.
Good because you know that there's a need. So how can I tweak or perfect what I'm doing or perhaps find a different audience? Maybe I can target to a similar audience, but someone who may be different in some kind of way. One of the things that I've heard you talk about that I think is really interesting, and you refer to it as, I think it's KEYS, K-E-Y-S. Can you explain to us what that actually refers to?
The KEYS are when people don't feel like they have what it takes, you know, or somebody else is already doing it, or I don't know if this is the right time. They're kind of self-doubting. And a lot of times, even as seasoned entrepreneurs or teacherpreneurs, we have to be reminded that you have the key. You already have the key. You have what it takes. And that's your knowledge, your expertise, years of experience, and your skill set. You already have those things. When you can find, you know, why I like to say, your zone of genius, that's where your keys lie. When you can tap into that thing that you are so good at, that people come to ask you about all the time, and you're giving your advice away for free, it's time to put the price tag on some of that knowledge.
I think that's because sometimes when something is, I guess, I'm going to ask you to find the zone of genius in just a minute, but I think sometimes when we do something, and we're used to doing it, and we're used to talking, sharing our knowledge with them, we sometimes take what we know for granted, and we take our experience for granted. We forget that other people don't have that experience, and they can actually learn from us. So that is definitely a good point to think about when you're considering starting a business. But talk to us a little bit more about your actual zone of genius. What does that relate to?
Your zone of genius relates to that. I have a lot of terms and analogies. It's your sweet spot. What is that thing you do so well that it comes so naturally to you without you even really thinking about it?
Mm.
So thinking about, like, when a kid learns, my son is learning to drive right now. Well, I've been driving for, what, almost 40-something years? You know, well, not 40-something. I'll take that back. Okay, let's say 30-something years. Okay. It comes to me to get in the car and go. Well, he's 16 and he's just learning. So you think about the all the steps that it takes to, you know, start the car, where your feet have to be, where your hands have to be, where your eyeballs need to be looking. Your head is always on swivel. There's a lot of steps that go into the thing you know so well that if you can teach somebody those small, finite steps to get them started, that's where your zone of genius is.
Wow. And I guess, too, and as I was listening to you, I was thinking sometimes you have to actually think through the steps that you took to get to where you are. So if I am, for example, if I am a person who is going to start a tutoring business and I'm tutoring young children, I'm a teacher, I'm a tutorer, I've been doing it for a while, so it's kind of hard to think that other people don't know what I know, but starting all the way back to the beginning and then looking at what it is that you did to get to that experience position that you are now, because definitely driving is a good example. I can vaguely remember when I started learning to drive.
I know. It wasn't until I got in the car with him and I was like, oh my God, wait a minute, hold on.
It's scary, right?
Right.
And
it can't be for a new entrepreneur. Like, they don't know where to start because they see so many people doing all of this stuff. And then when they really take a behind-the-scenes look, they're like, wait, all of this is going on behind the scenes? I had no idea.
Wow. And that I can relate to. Because you see it's something that you want to do, you see it's something that you want to share, and then it's like, wait a minute, I have to figure out a way to take payments online, I have to have a scheduler, I have to have a website or a landing page, wait, I have to learn how to market. So we're going to take a break in just a second, but when we come back, I want you to kind of summarize what you do as a entrepreneur coach or as a teacher. Your coach to help your clients get peace of mind about getting those systems in place. So we'll take a break and then we'll come right back in just a second.
Environmentally sound for your mind. HRNradio.com.
We're back with Career Moves with Geraldine Hogan, where we discuss strategies to help you reach your next career goal. My guest today is Yvette Temple, a teacherpreneur coach and owner of Destined to Shine. Yvette, before we went on break, we were talking briefly about some of the systems that people have to have in place in developing their business, or in some cases their side business. And I wanted you just to explain the services that you offer as a teacherpreneur coach to help take some of that stress away from people who are thinking about starting an online business, but there are so many other things that they may not be aware of. How do your services as a coach help those people?
I offer several services and programs to help teacherpreneurs build and launch their businesses. So those, like I said, because some people have already started, but maybe they haven't really taken the big plunge yet. Or those that have started and launched, they may be ready to scale. So we work on all those three things in a few ways. In our Teacherpreneurs Lounge group is where I come in, I may do some training, we get to network, you meet people, you can collaborate with others that are in the group. So we now have about 300 teacherpreneurs in that group, and it's growing and it's fantabulous. I also have a mastermind where I work with teacherpreneurs on everything from mindset to goal setting, profit planning, getting their business structure set up with those systems, you know, developing their mission statement, their elevator pitch, all of those things. Then we really get into, you know, building your systems online, choosing the right ones for your business type, because a tutor may not need the same thing as a coach. So we specifically tailor your needs to your business. Then we go into how do you create content that converts? Like, what are you saying to people out here on the internet or through emails or networking events or live events? Like, how do you create content that attracts the right people and then converts those leads into customers? And then we get into product development. What type of products should you be offering? What is it that your clients need or want from you? And then how do you promote those things? And we get into sales and marketing. Then we do a big, we do a launch. We launch your product and services out here to the world. I also teach how to build a community. So you have the right people surrounding you, just like in the Teacherpreneurs Lounge, that are there wanting to learn from you in your private Facebook community. There's a lot that goes into what happens in Destined to Shine, because I want to make sure that I'm reaching teacherpreneurs where they are, like we do in the classroom, where they are, to get them, get their businesses launched. Because it's my mission to help 100,000 teachers start their own online business.
Wow, that's an awesome goal. That is an awesome goal. You mentioned several things that I kind of want to backtrack. And I want to start on and just give you an opportunity to expound upon some of those things. One of the things that you mentioned is making sure that people have the right mindset. And to me, I think there's so many things that can be encompassed in that one, and just thinking about being in the right frame of mind in order to start a business. What are some of the things that you have seen in, with your clients in terms of their mindset and making sure that they have the appropriate mindset before they actually venture into starting an online business?
Well, one starts with those keys that I mentioned. You know, really understanding that you have what it takes, the knowledge, the expertise, the years of experience, and the skill set. But as teachers, we are such nurturers, and we just want to help. We just want to help. But we have to learn how to price or monetize our gifts as teachers. And because we want to help, we think that we should not charge as much, or I can just do that for free because I know it won't take me any time, or I just want to help them out. Well, that's not business. Mm-hmm. So it's developing an entrepreneurial mindset, and not getting away from your teacher mindset, but it's marrying that now to an entrepreneurial mindset. Wow. So you can still help, but we now have to learn how to monetize that help.
I think, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I wasn't really thinking about the monetary aspect, but so many people have the thought, or they either from their childhood or from something in their background to make them think that I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to ask for money if I didn't have to work so hard to do something. I just want to give of my service. I just want to help people, like you said a few moments ago, especially teachers. And I'm a former teacher, too, so I can relate to that. But what would you say to people is it just one thing that you can say, listen, this, you're not being greedy. You're not being you're not being inconsiderate. You have a product or you have a service that is really going to help other people, and they're willing to pay you for it. How do you convince people of that?
It's an abundance mindset. You have to realize it's coming from not a mindset of lack, but we have to get in a mindset of abundance. Like, I am worthy of abundance. The more I give, not the more I charge, but the more I give through my products and services, the more I can then serve more people.
That's a good way to look at it. That's a good thing. And I think also, especially if you're teaching and you're giving a lot of your time and energy towards teaching, for you to spend time helping other people, there may come a time when you just feel exhausted. And so I think making sure that you're getting paid for your services keeps you motivated, in a sense, to keep on giving and keep going and keep pushing through those times when you sometimes may feel like, you know, you may be a little tired or exhausted.
But you mentioned time, and we hear this a lot in business, that time is money. Now, I want you to think about the teacher or the teachers, the thousands or millions that already feel like they're being underpaid, that they're underpaid when they commit so much time after school, before school, during holiday breaks, during the summer, that they're not being compensated for working on things for their classroom, for buying materials for their classroom, for buying things for their students. So we already do that as teachers. But as a business owner, there's a different mindset that if you're going to make a profit, you can't keep giving things away.
That's not important.
A business. That's charity.
That's so important. So I think first in being an entrepreneur or a teacherpreneur is to realize that this is a business. It's not a hobby. It's a business. And because it's a business, there's not only are there systems in place, but there are expectations in place. I will provide quality service, and you will have to pay for that service. And I don't think we do it in the world anyway, so that's not something that's new to people. When we come back, we're going to take a break in just a few minutes, but I want to talk a little bit about fear, because that's something that I've heard you talk about, and I want to just address that quickly when we come back.
Like what you hear? Tell your friends. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
We're back with Career Moves with Teachers with Geraldine Hogan, where we discuss strategies to help you reach your next career goal. My guest today is Yvette Temple. She is a teacherpreneur coach with Destined to Shine. Yvette, before we went on break, I asked that you would just talk to us a little about fear, because when you're talking, it seems like there's a lot involved in starting a business. And I know a lot of people may just be afraid to take that step, even though they have products or services that they can bring to market that would help other people. How do you help people address the issue of being afraid to even take that next step into starting a business?
It's really a lot to do with the mindset and then where they are mentally to do this, because becoming a business owner, becoming an entrepreneur is not for the faint at heart. It really is not. And the fear is not going to go away, but you can face everything and rise, or you can face everything and run. You got to pick which fear you're going to deal with, because even being in this in the industry for almost 5 years, I am fearful every time I want to take the next step. I want to do the next thing. The fear doesn't go away. It's, for me, how bad do you really want it? How bad do you really need it? So it can keep you stagnant and hold you back from reaching your full potential and helping people that really need your services out here.
Wow. And that's so important. Sometimes I think we consider being courageous or having courage is not, we get rid of the fear. But that's not necessarily the case. You indicated that when you get ready to start something new, you feel afraid. You have that fear, but you don't allow that fear to hold you back. So it's like so many authors and speakers have said, you feel the fear, but you do it anyway. So you move forward while afraid. So that's
you
so important.
Scared.
And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You have to just go ahead and do it scared. Every time, you know, people are afraid to go live. You may be afraid to put out your next product. You may be afraid nobody's going to buy it. You know, what if people laugh at me? What if they're going to do all that stuff anyway, because we can't control the billions of people that see us online. We don't control that. What you control is what you do and how you do it. If you do it so well that the hater is going to hate, that just draws more attention to you. But if you do it so well that the people who really need you out here see you and say, oh, my God, yes, that's exactly what I need right now, you've done your job. Either way.
Wow. That's so important. Not only do you do it scared, but remember that you have a target audience, an audience that you're targeting, and they want what you have to offer. So it's not going
to
appeal to everybody, but they're waiting for you to help. Exactly. What an awesome concept to remember. So don't let fear hold you back. Be courageous. Feel the fear and keep. I like what you said. Do it scared. So even if you're scared, do it anyway. Just don't wait for the fear to go away. Step into it and do it. There are a couple of terms that you referred to. I'm sorry, did you want to say something else about that before I want to elaborate a little bit more on a couple of terms that you mentioned a few minutes ago?
No, I just said lean in. To the fear.
That's a good one. Lean into the fear. Do it scared. Lean into the fear and do it scared. So I will remember that. You mentioned a couple of terms that I've heard a lot of online businesses use before, but I remember when I first started researching online businesses, there were a couple of terms that I was not familiar with. And just in case someone's listening to this conversation and they're thinking, what are they talking about? There were two concepts that you mentioned, and they seem pretty obvious, I know, to you, because there's something that you do all the time, and one is content. When you talk about sharing content or creating content, what exactly is it that you're talking about?
Content is any and everything that you share, you put out. If you are posting something about your product, your service, yourself, your life, your brand, that's content. If you do a video, that's content. This podcast, full of content. So content is anything where you're sharing information about who you are, what you do, and why you do it. It could be in video format, audio format, written format, or, graphics.
That's important that you said information about what you're doing. Sometimes we see so much on social media. Some of it is entertaining. I don't know if it would fall into the category of content, because it's basically, you know, you may see a funny video or something that your family is posting, or pictures of birthdays or whatever. But when you say content, to me that means you're sharing information. And whether you're sharing it in the written form or spoken form, video, a post or whatever, that's information that people can use to better themselves in some way, either in their business or some, for some people it's personally, how they can grow and learn. So I think that's something that, that's a term that we use so much we forget that for people just starting out, they know what information is, but they may not have ever used it, or they may never have heard it used in terms of content or content creation. And another thing that you mentioned was launching. And we all know kind of what launch is. We kind of think of launching. How does that actually relate to what you're doing in your business?
Okay, I want to, can I go back to your content for just a second?
Of course, of course.
Okay, so with content, it is information, and you mentioned entertainment. So there's different types of content, right? What I mentioned were the formats. So your content can be entertaining. It can be entertaining. It could be tips. It could be, you know, you sharing some of your personal life. Because remember, business is about building relationships. So as people can get to see these different parts of not just your business, but you as a person, whether it's entertaining or not, that's part of building content. So you can teach, you can entertain, you can inform. So, and that's why.
That's so important, yeah.
For me, like TikTok is important, and I use that because not only is it entertaining, but I use it in a lot of my videos. I'm still teaching people about what I do as a teacherpreneur. I'm still offering tips and information about my business. I may be dancing or acting silly or doing something crazy, but it's not too crazy though. But it's still content that is going to appeal to a teacher who's right now is like burnt out. They just need a laugh. Something entertaining. So I can talk about launching when we come back.
I'm sorry?
I said I can talk about launching when we come back.
Okay, we're going to take a break in just a minute, but that is so important. And I'm glad you mentioned TikTok because there are so many connections that are being made on TikTok right now. It's just humongous. So I'm so glad you mentioned that one. So that's definitely true that it's not just about information. That's just what we think of just plain information, but also other aspects of entertainment that falls into the category of content. So we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about launching.
Podcasts to help you reach your positive potential. HRNradio.com.
Welcome back to Career Moves with Geraldine Hogan, where we discuss strategies to help you reach your next career goal. We're talking today with Yvette Temple, a teacherpreneur coach and owner of Destined to Shine. Yvette, before we went on break, you were going to talk a little bit about launching or launch and what exactly that means in terms of a business. Can you tell us a little bit more about that when you mentioned that when you were talking a few minutes ago?
Yes. When you a launch means it's almost like a grand opening, right?
Mm.
Because it's online, people have to come to your landing page, your website, your live stream, wherever you're about to announce your grand opening. And that's what a launch is. So there's a lot of planning, right? You're creating your product just like a store's grand opening. They get the inventory together. They hire the staff. They have the pricing. All of the products are laid out in the store. Well, you're doing the same thing with your online business. You've gotten all of your products and services or your program, of course, ready to, you know, bring out to the marketplace. You're going to introduce it to the marketplace. You need to set up yours, not just have your content that you're going to, you've been talking about your product leading up to your grand opening or your launch. You have developed a promotional calendar, a marketing calendar, like when are you going to do certain things to lead up to your big announcement or to your grand opening launch. Who are you inviting? Who are you going to tell about it? Where are you going to do your big announcement? How are you letting people know that you're about to open, do this grand opening or this launch? All of that is still part of the marketing part, right? So your launch is just that. It's your grand opening. Every time you get ready to introduce a new product, no matter how big or small, it's a launch.
Mm-hmm. So even if you're like if you're providing a service, if you're getting ready to offer another service, like you mentioned a few moments ago that you have a mastermind group, and you also offer coaching services and classes. So each time you offer a different service, you can actually plan on how you're going to introduce or launch that particular service.
Yes,
if
there
I understand you correctly.
There has to be a plan so that, you know, people get the word out and people can now learn about more about who you are and what you do and why you do it. So it's just like I did the mastermind. The mastermind is starting, and now we have a new membership, a monthly membership. So there was a soft launch. There's a different one. There's a small one. There's a big one. So there was a soft launch for that one. So that means it wasn't as big as the mastermind, but I did do some planning. I did some announcements. I did some content around that to let people know, hey, this is about to happen. This is going to be opening up real soon, and this is what it is, and this is why you would want to be a part of it.
Wow.
So you lead up to that big day of your launch or your grand opening, and then you piqued people's interest, your ideal client, and those that are maybe like, I don't know, let me see what this is about. You know, when the store has the grand opening, you can tell, like, some of these video stores, when they announce, like, that PS5, oh, my gosh. Right?
Wow.
Right? When Beyonce's line was announced, it sold out
exactly.
in, like, minutes. So that's a big launch. So you're thinking about, you're putting it out there to the people, and you're letting them know that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And then the day arrives, and voila.
Wow.
Now you've given birth to your baby. The product is out here in the marketplace for everybody to see.
Well, you've definitely given us
part.
You've given us a lot of information. So before, I want to make sure that you tell us, because it's like a lot of information, and I know that you share a lot and help people in so many ways. Tell us how we can connect with you, how people can connect with you if they want to hire you or they want to become a part of one of your Facebook groups. Tell us how to connect.
You can connect with me on Facebook or any social media platforms that I use are Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and it's Destined to Shine, DYSTINED, the number 2, Shine, SHINE. Spelled differently because my name is Yvette, so it's DY instead of DE. I'm just different like that. And you'll find the Teacherpreneurs Lounge on Facebook as well. That one is an exclusive group, so there is a question that you have to answer before you are approved to be allowed into the group, because it's not for everybody. Alright? And if you want to schedule a consultation or find out, hey, if you want to work with me or not, you can contact me at bit.ly/chatwithyvette. My website is www.destinedtoshine.com.
So www.destinedtoshine.com is that everybody can remember that. It's just one thing I want to say, and I don't know why I was trying to email or I was trying to do something. I can't remember if I was sending you a message, but I forgot to put the D in Destined to Shine. So I just want to emphasize to our listeners, it's DYYTINED, the number 2, and Shine, SHINE. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then give us the website again.
It's www.destinedtoshine.com. Again, DYSTINED. Number 2, Shine, SHINE.com.
Well, thank you so much for that. I want to talk a little bit before our time is totally up about building. You talked about building a community, and I think that that is so important. And when we're building a community, is there anything in particular that you think we should consider that we might want to think about that most people may kind of overlook, or you've kind of seen with your clients that there's some things that they overlook that you want to remind them about or remind us about?
Well, building your community is all, it's all about knowing who your ideal client and your audience is. It's got to be exclusive, because you can have your business page, like on Facebook or any social media, and that's public and open for everybody. But when you're building a community, your community is that tribe of people who want to learn from you, who they see you and they resonate with your message and what you stand for and what you represent. So that's the community you want to build, so that people can come to you as the expert to learn from you, to hear from you. They want to connect with you on a more I want to say private kind of level than just an open page on a social media, you know, site.
Okay.
So they could be in your Facebook group. They could be in your they could be on your email list. They could be, if you have a text messaging service, they could be, you know, on your text message. Those are the people that are kind of a little bit closer to you than just the public page, that they raised their hand and said, hey, I like what you're about. I want to know more about what you do and who you are.
Wow. So, and that's so important, because you've mentioned several times about having that ideal client. That's your group. That's your target audience. That's who you are actually serving. So are there any, like, final points that you want to tell us about? You've given us so much information. Other than connecting with you and getting you to help someone who is actually thinking about starting a side business or starting an online business, either part-time in addition to their jobs, as a lot of people may start out doing, or scaling their business to another level, what is there, like, one major thing that you might want to say, keep this in mind, and... Or what would you suggest?
Just get started.
That's so important.
I know where we are right now in this pandemic, but don't let that be the thing to stop you. So much is going to happen once we get through this, and you don't want to miss the opportunity to have started now when there's so much growth and opportunity that's happening right now in this moment. And people's stories and lives are being changed in this moment during this pandemic. So start now.
Wow, that's so important. We're going to take a break, and then we'll just come up and come back and wrap up real quick. So we'll take a break and just come back in just a second.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
We're back with Career Moves with Geraldine Hogan. My guest today is Yvette Temple. Yvette, you've given us so much information, so many major takeaways that for our listeners, and I really appreciate you being here, and I just want to thank you again for spending time with us and sharing so many tips. One of my biggest takeaways kind of came at the end when you said, just do it, just get started. Make a decision and get started. Don't let the circumstances that you may be going through prevent you from getting started. I want you just to kind of wrap up, tell us who you are and where we can find you just one more time before we close out today.
Sure, no problem. My name is Yvette Temple, and I am your teacherpreneur coach. I help teachers to turn their skills into dollar bills so that they can renew their passion for teaching while building the lifestyle that they deserve. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Destined to Shine. My website is also www.destinedtoshine.com. That's DYSTINED, 2SHINE.com.
Thank you again for being here.
Thank you. And you know what I always say? Make it a great day on purpose.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thanks for listening to HRNRadio.com.